So, business. What do we got, Mike?
You have any renewals?
Oh, yeah.
So, Gene Lutz, 49 years.
Oh.
Kristen Gardner, 4 years.
Gosh, I feel like an antique.
I have nothing else. Anybody, anything else of note?
I sent out an email that said we're having a finance committee tomorrow night here down the hall. Everyone's invited who wants to listen to what we're doing, what we want to talk about for finances for the chapter. So it's down at the end of the hall. That side of the room, the last, I think it's the last room down there.
Last on the left.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if the number is.
3 o'clock.
So 7 o'clock. Second from the right. 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay, I checked with some of you after last Monday called or contacted me or whatever about availability for plus one coming to the dinners and everything. And I checked with the people that are putting this together to make sure that that was not going to be a problem. So those of you who have spoken to me, no issue. I don't know. Norm, did you get a hold of Roger?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. Good.
Tony is okay. Fine.
One thing to emphasize is that you have seen forwarding of the message for what the program is. Be in mind that we are on a tight schedule. If we're sitting out at the tables with our dinner and everything, and they begin the program introductions and things like that, we need to move quickly up to get in our place on the risers. No conversations along the way and taking time and things like that, because they are on a tight schedule. To emphasize what this means is that you've got, well, he told me the oldest is 100 years old, a World War II veteran. These men and women need to get back to the hotel after the dinner so that they can get a good night's sleep, because they get up at 3 a.m. have breakfast, dress, all that other stuff, get on the buses to get to the airport at 4 a.m. So that means that we don't have a whole lot of playing around time at the dinner.
One question. Do they want us sitting as a group ourselves or
amongst the guests? We'll clear that up on next Monday. All right. Yeah. It doesn't matter either way.
Sure.
There's advantages both ways. But
we are planning to eat dinner there. Not
yes.
Just yes. Go, but actually yes. Eat dinner there.
Yes.
Be there at 5?
5 o'clock, please, if at all possible. If it's not possible for whatever reason, get there as soon as you can. We're not the first on the schedule, so there is a little back time there, you know, if you can't get there right away. But you're going to miss the warm-up, and you're going to miss the organization, and you're going to miss the seating.
9 o'clock is when we figure out what the stage looks like, how the rest are set up, how we get on and off.
Exactly.
Where is our part in the program?
7:15 is when the program starts.
And our part in the program?
Oh, mean Golden Oldies part?
No, I'm in the chorus.
Yeah, 7:15. So that's when our part, I think, starts.
Where's the chorus?
That should have been on a forward to you.
Right. Yeah. Program? We are a program, is that it?
We're the program. Yeah, I know. Well, I talked with Lyle. He's not here tonight, but talked to Davenport. They have tried for years to get to do what we're doing next Monday night. They have not been able to come in and sing at the dinner. They've been able to welcome them when they come home. So they want to know how we got that done. So very thankful. But anyway, so we're probably not going to do a lot of advertising. We talked about that. I really want to put out some flyers, but they seem very resistant to that. I think we can hope that we've got a little time you can give us a plug, otherwise forget it. Just simply sing and perform and go from there. So
very good.
Okay. Anything else?
Any last question?
I just say that
And I've sung at the Freedom Memorial twice, and this is very much a military type operation, and it's very respectful, and we're there to pay respect. We're not there to show how great we are.
This is their day.
So that reminds me of one other thing, though, that I meant to mention, that any of you, for whatever service you have been in, if you've been a service member at all, wear your hat. I'll have mine on. Wear your hats. Because these people will appreciate them.
Are you talking about like the ball caps with
yeah.
patches or the, like
a Lyle was talking about his Navy hat, whatever. Whatever hat you got.
So your dress hat.
Yeah.
So we're done at 8 o'clock. Are we doing anything after that? No, we're not.
Okay. I think it's going to be hard for us to get out of there and regroup in any sort of fashion. So that is what we do next Monday.
We show up at 5 o'clock in our tuxes. We remain in our tuxes all evening. Right?
Yep. We do not have they don't have space for us to change or do anything. Right. So, yeah, come dress.
Now, as a surprise to the rest of you, I gave Kent a job because he's a newbie.
Right. Well, that's a good present.
He begs off because he doesn't have music memorized, so I said, okay.
He's been a member for 2 weeks. I mean,
I says, can you take pictures? He's coming. He's going to be at the dinner.
All right.
He's taking pictures of us while we're there, so smile like you like him. And we want a good picture so that we can write an article and send it in to the Harmonizer with the pictures.
Put it on Facebook the next day.
That too.
Send it to Davenport.
That too.
Nice shot.
Be careful there because I know they came over and performed for one of the election band of things that followed whichever one of us. Anyway, that kind of
matter.
Wondered about that. But anyway.
Anything else, Chief?
Yes. Last Tuesday, I stopped in to see Ron Gordon, and he greeted the rest of you. He was communicative and knew what was going on and knew that Ed Mallet had died, so he was alert on all that.
Where is he now?
He's at Arden Springs, I think it is.
Where's that?
That's down by Jordan Creek. If you turn the opposite direction, there's a school across the street from him and a church right beside it.
So you don't have to be a family member to see him now?
I wasn't. I'd recommend you see him in the morning rather than
sure.
things go downhill as the day wears on, not stay too long. He's got the typical characteristics of the Lewy body dementia. He wasn't able to move his neck much, so muscles have kicked in. And when you're talking to him, there will be a period of time where it stops and he gets it regrouped and follows on. I don't think he notices it as much as you do. But you don't have to fill the space. Just wait until he gets back into it.
Anything else for the good of the cops?
Good to see Clarence back.
Hey, Clarence.
All right. So